Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, folks know that I try to stay out of the political football issues of heterosexual, homosexual, black, white, you know, all this stuff. But when it's made political, you got to cover it. When they attack the First Amendment, you got to defend it. Chicago alderman moves to ban businesses for politically incorrect views on gays. That's franchise people that buy a franchise from Chick-fil-A, which if you're going to eat fast food, some of the best fast food out there. And I'm not, I mean, I don't even eat, I probably haven't eaten Chick-fil-A in 2 years, so I've stopped eating fast food entirely. But when I'm out somewhere on the road, I guess a couple of years ago, I would choose a Chick-fil-A. You know what? I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A now, today when I go home, just because the owner said they don't support gay marriage. He's a Christian. They're closed on Sundays. I've noticed that. All I know is they have really clean restaurants, and for fast food, it's about the best there is. But, oh, my gosh, the mob boss, Rahm Emanuel, he says that you just aren't going to be allowed to be here in Chicago. Maybe you go knock their windows out next because you don't agree with their views. See, this is saying you can't have a business if you don't agree with us. These are terrorists. I mean, Rahm Emanuel wants to tell you what you can eat. So does Bloomberg. So does Hillary Clinton. So does Mrs. Obama. These are control freaks. Mrs. Stero. And we've got a top story, Kurt Nemo. Chicago alderman moves to ban businesses for politically incorrect views on gays. Yeah, when the media reports it, oh, they're moving to block these homophobic businesses. Yeah, you mean destroy? I mean, folks, that's it. See, that is. See, why do they want to teach 5 and 6 year olds about sex? Period. Because I don't hate any of these people. I don't even get into these issues, except so many of these political groups. It isn't even about their sexual preference. It's about running our lives and getting into our kids' heads. Let me tell you something. I don't care what you're into. You try to teach kids about this stuff, you're a pervert. You're a Jerry Sandusky. And I've had enough of it. I mean, that's the thing, is that I don't individually like to sit here and bash groups, but when the fruits of something are so bad, well, just look at our society. It's collapsing, just like the Bible says, and that's what's going on. And now we're going to shut your business down because of what you said. Let me tell you, that is incredible. So I'm calling for everybody to support Chick-fil-A. Folks, I put out a video yesterday about Rupert Murdoch clearly being blackmailed, calling for gun control and all this. And I said I don't like News Corp. They've done some dirty tricks to me before. And, you know, they're globalists. But suddenly he's endorsing carbon taxes, world government, turn your guns in. They're arresting the heads of News Corp. They're talking, the Justice Department's talking about arresting Rupert Murdoch. If they do that, they want to shut Limbaugh. They're going after, if they can get them, folks, they can get anybody. That's the point. A government that ships guns into Mexico, billions to these energy companies that don't exist, all these mafia ties, all this corruption, and they're investigating Rupert Murdoch for hacking people's phones when government agencies illegally do it every day. And I'm not saying that's okay. If they were indicting the head of the NSA, Hayden, if they were indicting all these people, if they were all going to jail, I'd be like, all right, now get Rupert Murdoch. But this is selective enforcement against the media, and it's dangerous. And I see people on my site going, I thought Alex was nonpartisan. He's obviously a Republican shill. I hate him now because he's defending Rupert Murdoch. If Bush had been going after the media like this, I would defend, even though it's not really media and it's a George Soros front, if people were trying to shut down that, I would defend it, even though it's not even a media organization. It's a foreign agent of foreign banks. It should register as a foreign agent. The whole government should register as a foreign agent here in America. These foreign banks, all of it. Russia's made them register. It's true. America isn't for the Americans anymore. It's for foreign banks. America is a urinal for the New World Order. Dave Mustaine, huge bombshell interview coming up, and I got a guest in studio to expose one of the biggest frauds out there, and your phone calls and more. I think I'm going to do a fourth hour overdrive today. I'm fired up. Dave Mustaine!
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Well, for all of our great radio listeners out there, we've got a real treat. Dave Mustaine, the founder of Megadeth, of course, one of the first guys there in Metallica, is here with us in Austin, Texas. It's always great to have Dave stop by. Dave, why are you in Austin, Texas?
Well, the truth is we're planning on moving to Texas, and so we're just out here house hunting, and it wouldn't be right if we didn't stop by and check in with your viewers and your listeners and see you and hang out. We consider you a close friend, and it just is the right thing to do, especially with everything that's going on right now. You know, last time we came through, we kind of talked a little bit about my world, and we didn't really talk about the world in general, which, I think a lot of people that tune into your program, they want to know what I think about, you know, what they believe, and not just what I do for a living and how my work is and the people that are in it. Although that's really interesting to a lot of people, it doesn't really touch on a lot of the topical subjects that affect us all. You know, not very many people are going to end up being a rock star for 30 years.
Dave, I'm not kissing your ass here, but I've met a lot of famous people, and they've always got something, you know, magic about them. Success. People are successful for a reason, because they have passion, they have dedication, they have a lot of art they want to express, but so many of them really are arrogant and disconnected. And what I've noticed is that you are so real and down to earth, and then there's that media image that we're told about Dave Mustaine, you know, which they kind of claim is the opposite of that. But I've just found that you are a real down-to-earth guy who really cares about average people and, quite frankly, opens doors for little old ladies.
Well, I think that's just like anything. You know, there's a counterfeit for everything. And I think a lot of people, you know, the way that they spin stuff in the liberal media, they have a counterfeit to what the truth is. And I think that there's a lot of people who have asked me to do certain things, and it's been against my morals. And when I say no, instead of them accepting that, they walk away and they say stuff about me. It's kind of like when you go to the dance and you walk up to some girl that's really hot and you ask her to dance and she says no. For whatever reason, you walk away and you're like, well, F you. And fill in the blanks of the.
And you tell folks she's got cooties.
Yeah, right. In a much more colorful way. For me, a lot of that is it's funny to read. Some of it's a little bit disappointing. It started to bother me when my kids started to read it. But it's just the way the world right now. There's a lot of cowards that sit on the other side of computers and type stuff that they would never say to your face.
We were talking about that last night, about how in the old days, if you said something about somebody, they were going to come track you down. I mean, you were going to have to defend that. Mm-hmm. And that is something entirely new, where people could just anonymously make up the most amazing stuff. I had one of my crew bring me something today that was online claiming I'd committed all these crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of laughed at it. But 5-6 years ago, I didn't understand how the web worked. I would have gotten really mad.
Right.
But, I mean, how do you deal with that? Because people can just, I mean, you're a superstar. People
I'm not running for public office, and I don't have my opponent saying that I'm a felon. So, you know, it's a little bit easier for me. Most people say stuff like I can't play guitar very well, or I can't sing very well, or you know, they'll make fun of my name or stuff like that. So they don't really bring up my past. Because
make fun of the cool name like Mustaine.
Well, so there's probably a lot of ways that people can make fun of a lot.
I think they're just jealous, Dave. But you just alluded to something, and again, we've already talked about some of this. You know, driving over here to the studio. Yeah, I saw that last week.
Mm-hmm.
You're alluding to. I'm not claiming Mitt Romney's some great guy. I'm not in love with him, but I mean, come on, the guy has no criminal record, not Chicago Mafia, left Bain in '99, and Obama's out there got his people calling him a felon. Excuse me, Obama, you got a lot more skeletons than Romney. Your comments.
See, here's the thing. I'm 50 years old now, and I've lived a great life, and I've been around for a long time, and most of our fans, or most of the people who are against me, are very young, and they're very impressionable, which is a part of being young. That saying that youth is wasted on young people or whatever, that's totally true. I remember when I was really young, I was very impressionable, and I believed a lot of things before I checked it out. And if I would have been told the things that I do now are going to affect me later on in life, I would have probably said something like, well, I don't know that I'm going to live that long. But now that I'm 50 and I've watched so many administrations come and go, and I'm watching my children grow up, which is an awesome part of...
By the way, you've got incredible children.
Thanks. It's an awesome part of when a man and a woman marry and have children, to watch them grow up. You have concerns about stuff like that. And you know, sometimes our fans that are younger, they look to me as a big brother or even a father figure because I really care a lot about them. But I have never been more terrified in my life about what's happening to our country, and I believe that if we continue on the same path that we're on right now, that America will never be the same. I freaked out the other day because I was looking at some investment stuff and just reading it, and one of the things that it said was that if you get a second passport and you plan on moving out of the country, if you denounce your citizenship because of the taxes that are going on here or any of the things that are going on, like the police state we've become, that if you want to get your passport back, you have to know things like, where did your mom, where did she live before you were born all the way up to now? Where did she go in for prenatal care? Who was in the operating room when you were born? All these ridiculous...
Oh, it's even worse than that. They've introduced a law where if you move somewhere, it's just over. You can never come back. They've introduced a law, and they've introduced a law, which is close to passing. People can look this up if you're listening. This is not a joke. I mean, I feel like it's
not a joke.
I feel like I'm lying, and this is like Associated Press, because it's so crazy. It's not America. Like having the president badmouth, you know, you didn't build your business. We're going to talk about that in a minute, Dave. But they actually came out and said that if the IRS claims you haven't paid all the taxes, no proof, no court, you can't leave.
Well, a friend of ours who just, it's a wonderful lady that's a friend with my wife and her husband, who's Canadian, they wanted to go back up to Canada, and they wouldn't let them go because there was a tax lien on their house because of a contractor who had done some shady work, and they didn't want to pay him. So the guy put a lien on their house, and they're in court right now, but they couldn't even go up to Canada to go visit their relatives.
Incredible. So it's already being put into place. So the clock is closer to midnight than we thought. But
here's another thing before we get off of this. I looking at these financial things, because, you know, I've got, I'm filling out my will and everything right now because, you know, I'm nearing the end of my life, and hopefully I'll live a long, long time. But I have to face reality, you know, I'm getting at that age where a lot of men, you know, make that journey either to heaven, which I think I'm going to, or some to hell. And I was looking at this thing, and it said that you cannot open a bank account out of the United States of America anymore. If I move to England and say I live there for the rest of my life, if I open a bank account there, they have to notify the United States.
Yes.
So that the United States can continue to tax me, even if I don't live in the United States anymore. And I thought, this is crazy.
Well, America's been taken over by this global government. It is insane. It's not America anymore when these globalist interests take us over and overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution. But just to have you repeat what you told me off air about the point about, again, Romney is being called a criminal by Obama, and meanwhile, Obama is engaged in all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It's sad. You know, when you look at Pelosi, Reid, and Obama, they got to remember it's we the people, not we three people. And I am absolutely stunned that, you know, Bill Clinton was going to be impeached for having inappropriate behavior with one person, yet these three are screwing the entire nation and the world, and nobody's doing anything about it. I don't understand why there hasn't been a motion to impeach the guy.
Well, your point right before we went live here was that you've got a Fast and Furious, you've got Solandra, you've got all this corruption openly going on, and then the media's like, Romney's a felon.
Right.
And again, it's not that Romney's perfect. It's just that this guy calls the police on his neighbor when they're smoking pot in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not shipping guns to Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. I mean, it's just, let's shift gears to that.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, what is your take on Fast and Furious? And then tying it in to this new event, this tragedy right next to Columbine in Colorado outside Denver, this tragedy that happens a week and a half before Obama says he'll sign the UN treaty, and he's trying to get Congress to ratify, to register and ban a bunch of our guns.
Well, I'd heard about this a while ago, and I had hoped that it was just rumor. But, you know, while we were on stage, we have a song called Guns, Drugs, and Money that we play, and I had gotten so offended as an American that the president had exercised his executive privilege to cover up somebody who, Eric Holder, I believe that if you're held in contempt and you have documents that are going to either exonerate you or, you know, put you in jail, you know, why hide them if it's going to get you off the hook? So that to me is really mind blowing. And I guess it's been proven that it was staged to restrict the Second Amendment. And it's not just that the crimes that it appears that is taking place. You know, when you look at the Constitution, there's something in the Constitution where you have to get congressional permission to go to war. And if you don't get congressional permission, there's a clause in there where you have a certain amount of time after that where you have to get permission to go to war. And to my knowledge, when we went into Libya, that didn't happen. And it still hasn't happened.
No, you're right. In fact, if there's some emergency, he's got a couple months. But then after that, you've got to go get the congressional approval. They control the purse.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent in the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the other generals, the Secretary of Defense, Panetta. And Obama put a letter out. And Congress said, hey, you got to get approval from us. He said, no, I get it from the UN and NATO. Put a letter out.
Right.
And they had him go before Congress. We played the clips on the show. They're so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that woke up the military and police
mm-hmm.
more than anything I've seen. Now, if I go downtown Austin, the cops just stop and go, you were right. We apologize. It's all true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with more of this exclusive premiere of the Dave Mustaine interview that I did here in studio after the show last weekend. And we're going to be coming back with more of this powerful interview. And we have a special guest in studio in the third hour. There's a ton of breaking news right now on the front page of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. They're not going to take your business away if you don't support homosexuality. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Think, when I was in Virginia, Bullhorn and Bilderberg, the cops were on our side. We'd come over and go, no, we saw that. They told us that. I mean, think about that. I'm getting chills right now, Dave.
What bothers me the most about it is the fact that they have these shills that are going on all of the programs defending this Fast and Furious thing. And Brian Terry lost his life, and his family You know, you can try not to watch TV. You can try not to look at the newspapers, but you see this stuff. And it must be devastating to see your own president just kind of sliding this whole thing under the rug. And the thing behind all of this is that, you know, it's not going to stop. You know, when we go through traveling through all the different checkpoints over through Europe, before all the globalization was taking place and each country had its own border and they had their own language and stuff like that, you'd come up to customs, you'd go to the border, you'd have to stop and hand in their passport and stuff like that, and now you just kind of roll through there. But when you come to your own country, it's harder to come home. It's harder to go through an airport here in the United States of America than it was for us even in Moscow. We just got back from Moscow, and we rolled through there so fast. I was laughing about it because we got out of the plane, through customs, got our luggage, and we're in the vans rolling to the hotel for the show faster than we get through customs when I come home to the U.S.
We're not as free as we thought. And what's amazing is it's on the news. Obama legalized a bunch of illegals. And when they do fake stings of businesses and stuff, they just release them. And they're now telling sheriffs all over the country that they are not going to pick up illegals that they arrest, even if they're committing crimes.
I don't know anything about that. But
I
do know that from the people that we've spoken to that are Latino, that we have a huge contingency of Latino fans here in Texas.
All over,
in New Mexico and Arizona and California. Central and South America, in Spain, and a lot of the neighboring countries around Spain that are still Spanish-speaking fans. And they have relatives that are here, whether they're legal or illegal, and they know that this was a move to get votes. They know that. The one thing that you can't make, just because they don't speak English doesn't mean they're stupid.
Exactly. Well, they've had a lot of tyranny in Latin American countries. They're certainly more savvy in many ways.
Yeah, they are.
Finishing up with Fast and Furious, if Obama can get away with shipping close to 20,000 guns and hand grenades into Mexico and guns into Honduras and then states like Florida and Illinois to drug gangs for whatever reason, I mean, my gosh, what are they going to get away with next? I mean, it really is creepy.
I do know this. It's amazing how our liberties are being taken away from us. It's like the frog in the pot of boiling water. You know, if it was boiling water when he jumped in, he'd jump back out. But they slowly turn the temperature up. The frog will stay in there until he boils to death. And that's what's happening to us right here. We don't know what's going on. A lot of the American people are so busy working their asses off to make ends meet right now. They don't have time to sit in front of the news. And the news is such pablum. It's opium for the masses. And it's stuff that you want to feel good. See, the thing that I laugh about when I hear Obama say, well, give the folks a chance. Give everybody a chance. You know, take away from the rich people. Well, what happens when the folks that he's given a chance gets a chance, becomes successful, is rich? Well, then all of a sudden, you're Obama's enemy now. And the thing for me is that, you know, I'm in that 1% that he's talking about. Megadeth won't be able to tour anymore once all these things that he's planning on doing to me happens. On top of the fact that...
Yeah, we've talked privately. You said, listen, after all the taxes and everything, I'm getting like 20% of it. If they do this, it's over.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in Venezuela or Russia. They don't get it. Once you cut out that small profit margin, it's over.
It's done. It's done. And the fact that he would say that I did not build my own business offends me tremendously. I'm disgusted with this guy. And you know, he's my president. You know, I respect the office of the presidency, but I think as a person and the things that he says, I've never heard anything this offensive ever come out of the mouth of a president. And I'm 50. I've heard a lot of presidents talk in my life. And, you know, listeners out there can say what they want about me or be mad at what I'm saying right now. And I'm saying this out of love for you guys. You know, you may not have love in your heart for me, but I have love in my heart for you. And that's why I'm a public figure and I play music. I try and educate people through lyrics. Some of the songs could be construed as being a little bit, you know, unrealistic. You know, some of the songs are a little bit fun.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with more of Dave Mustaine exclusive, in-depth, political, hardcore interview. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. We are live. It is the 26th day on this Thursday of July, 2012, year of our Lord, and tyranny is running wild right now. Christians are now to have their businesses taken by Obama. We'll be right back.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
They're make-believe topics and stuff like that, but songs like Peace Sells But Who's Buying is still relevant today. Songs like Holy Wars is still relevant today.
More relevant than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And that wasn't because I was clever and I came up with a lyric. I paid attention. I watched what happened through the Carter years, through the Ford years, and watched how, you know, what Jimmy Carter did to our country, taxes at 70%, you know, when I was growing up, and thinking, how on earth did anybody survive back then? For me, with when you take out 5% for the business manager, 15% for the personal manager, 10% for the agent, and 45% for taxes, what's left for Dave? You know, and people think, oh, Dave's a millionaire. No, Dave isn't. Dave's an American that's getting plowed by the government.
Listen, over 90% of the money, it's like 95% that comes in here, goes to the crew, and taxes, and they all pay taxes. Mm-hmm. People don't get it. I mean, feudal serfs paid about 10%. We pay almost everything. People have no idea. They think, well, they've done actuaries where if you took all the rich people's money, what they call rich, in the United States, it'd run the country for like 3 months.
Mm.
I mean, it's gone. Mm. But that's who goes and gets their hair done. That's who goes and buys cars and buys houses and buys clothes. That's who's buying stuff.
Right.
You get rid of the middle class and the rich people, it's over. But the ultra rich, they're offshore. They're actually the ones selling this monopoly.
Right. And you know, the funny thing was many years ago when Obama first got in office, I had said something. I was in Australia and I was on the radio and a lot of people took exception to what I said. I said that he was the most divisive president that I've ever seen. And look what's happening right now. There's race wars. There's class wars. You know, there's sexual wars now. There's religious wars. And you know, don't we remember how smooth this guy was when he was saying that, you know, we're going to bring everybody together and he's for change and
hope.
Hope.
His minions would say, thank you, I'm getting a free house, and he wouldn't disagree with them. But they're not getting a free house now. That's what's so amazing about this, Dave, is that when he says, if you have a small business, you didn't build that. That's a quote. That is a direct attack on the American dream. And everybody I know who's a musician, an artist, a person that gets up at 4 a.m. to make a bricklayer donuts, they know, no, I did this, man. Don't sit there and say I didn't do this.
Get up in the morning and they...
The little bit you get to keep.
Yeah.
And then they're telling you, you didn't do that.
So see, for me, the way that I get any kind of solace out of what's going on right now, because, you know, I've been playing for a long time and I don't plan on playing another 30 years, although, you know, I would like to be able to play music for the rest of my life. I don't know that I'll be doing it on the road. The pleasure I get out of that is being on stage, looking at people's faces, smiling and stuff like that. The screeching reality is when you travel and you go back through the airports. When we left here last time, my 14-year-old was groped by the TSA, and I was so mad. I was swearing, and the one very large woman said, "What's that?" And I said, "You heard what I said." And Pam, my wife, grabbed me and she said, "Don't say anything," because she knows that these guys are power drunk and that they probably would have arrested me for just saying something about them groping my 14-year-old. The thing that really is blowing me away is this molecular scanner, this Pico scanner, whatever they're talking about. And it's not only here. The Russians have one, too. So it's something that's very real. And I read up on that and it says it's about gunpowder and explosives, and that's what the primary purpose of it is. But it also says that it can read inside of your system and say what kind of medication you're on. So I imagine with this...
It's a total invasion of your Fourth Amendment.
Right. I imagine that what they're going to do is they're going to have a database to cross-reference whether the person that shows up that's got narcotics in his system is under doctor's care or not. Or if, you know, they for example, for me, I when we're on tour, we're around people who do pyro. And pyro is gunpowder and explosives for the fireworks.
Yeah, you have a fire and explosions.
So if I shake hands with my pyrotechnician, I'm going to get arrested for being a terrorist because I've got trace elements of gunpowder and explosives on me because there's fireworks going on. On top of the fact that because of the cocaine use and people using dollar bills,
it's on everything.
There's traces of cocaine on all money, so anybody touching currency is going to have trace remnants of cocaine on their hands. That's going to show up, and it's just madness, you know, to think that it's getting to this point. I mean, I can handle us having security, but not like this.
It's about making all of us the criminals, but the state is exempt. Look at all the TSA agents that have been caught being convicted pedophiles. They're hiring felons, robbing people, abusing.
Yeah, I saw something the other day. This guy was an artist, and he had a half ounce of weed in his suitcase, and the guy wrote on one of those cards that I get in my suitcases every time I open them, "Come on, son." But they left his herb in there, and the guy tweeted and said, "Can you believe this guy let me off?" And
I saw that. I saw the note. So it's all selectively enforced. And then a woman had a catheter. They ripped that out of her. Colostomy bags.
Oh, my God.
Old World War II vets. People.
Children.
I mean,
handicapped kids.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
It's all a giant power grab. And now they're saying because of the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Denver, they want TSA in the malls.
Yeah, people will stop going to movies. You know, if the people that own the theaters are that stupid, they're going to put themselves out of business. You know, and rightly so. If they do that, they deserve to be put out of business.
Yeah, because even though it's a tragedy, 13 dead and 70-plus wounded, that many die every day on the state's highways in Texas. I mean, literally, this they're hyping this culture of total fear up. Mm-hmm. When we talked this morning after the shooting out in Denver, I mean, we discussed your bottom line gut feeling, and most of my listeners agree. I mean, you've got a UN treaty next week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got every time they want to pass legislation, they don't have the votes in the Senate. They're a couple shy, and then magically this happens. It's a guy in a mask, and then they catch some other guy who's involved in some government program with brain technology. Mm-hmm. All they do is drug some guy up, and then like Sirhan, they say he's. What's your gut, Dave, about what happened here?
Well, I'm very, very sorry for the loss of human life, for the people that were at the movie theater, for the victims, and the loss for the families. So I don't want to seem insensitive at all, because if it happened to me or any of my family, I would be outraged.
But they want to know who did it, really.
They do want to know who did it. And the thing is, you got to ask yourself, where do you get flash grenades from?
How do you, because they admit it's a modern theater, those things are sunk in. They only open one way. It's not like it's just an iron hinge. It's in the wall and opens. A rhinoceros can't knock those down. Everybody's pointing that out.
Yeah.
How did he knock, they said he knocked the door down.
I don't know. I don't know enough about the actual thing because, you know, we've been out here house hunting I saw your tweet this morning, or your text to me this morning, and I thought, oh my God, Alex has lost his mind because you said something about Batman and what happened. And I was like, huh? And then I saw it on the news this morning, and I was mortified. But see,
yeah, my text was like, I think this is staged to pass the UN treaty.
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is that I had said something about this whole gun thing, and that I thought it was very cowardly that the Obama administration had used Hillary Clinton to go behind the backs of the American people to get this done in the UN instead of get it done in the U.S., because the people of America won't go for it. One of the reasons that the Japanese didn't push past Pearl Harbor was there was a famous emperor or something that he said that he wasn't going to go to the mainland because behind every blade of grass was an American with a gun. And, you know,
that was Admiral Yamamoto, yeah.
Yeah. And I was just reading something a couple days ago. I think it was Washington had said something about, you know, having arms is what gives America its teeth. And I can't.
Call them liberty teeth. It gives the teeth of the First Amendment.
Right.
The Second Amendment. You're absolutely right, Dave, and you're quoting Veritas here. The whole thing reached a high heaven.
Yeah. And again, like I said, you know, I had heard that there were flash grenades that were used.
Yeah.
And the only people that can get those are military and police.
That's what they said. They said there was like multiple guys in black uniforms, and they thought there were multiple shooters, and no one did anything because he was, quote, a cop. And somebody went and opened the door and let him in. First, they knocked the door down. Let me tell you. And then it's a white guy living in an almost completely black apartment complex, and now his house is booby-trapped. I mean, this thing looks... Look, why does it always happen?
Bad for the neighbors there, because, you know, having your house booby-trapped, people that are near you are going to be hurt, you know? It's just so sad the way the world has become, you know? For me, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior, and I know that you know, there's a big plan. I talked about that in Holy Wars. And, you know, I'm just shaking my head thinking, God, how bad is it going to get? How bad is it really going to get?
You know, Dave, I think this is just the beginning. I think you foresaw it decades ago. I mean, I think this is just the beginning
George Orwell foresaw it decades ago. I got to tell you, when I read 1984, I thought, this is the craziest stuff in the world. You know, this will never happen. And right now, they've got people going back into books and taking stuff out of the history books to change things. And just like Orwell said in 1984, when the guys were there going back and erasing people ever lived that had gone against the government. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's because he'd actually been
a poster here that says Ingsoc, and I knew exactly what that was.
Exactly. He had been a communist and discovered it was all a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd worked for Stalin in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why he said, well, I couldn't get this published as a nonfiction. There's so many, you know, Brits in the intelligentsia were socialist. So he said, I got it published as a, you know, fiction book.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he'd experienced that type of double think and double speak. And he extrapolated that this is what communism would build if it took over. And is North Korea not the 1984 system? I mean, it's the ultimate expression.
Wow. That's a whole nother show.
Dave, we have talked about so much here tonight. And there's a few other points that I wanted to raise here for you. What do you, I mean, you have the courage to speak out for what you believe, and the media distorts it and stuff, but in the final equation, people know you're for real, and that's why your fans appreciate you. But what do you make of, say, last year, Hank Williams Jr. comes out and criticizes Obama and says, he actually still, you know, the full quote was, both parties are destroying America, we're becoming Nazi Germany, and I'm mad at Obama. But they came out and said, he says Obama is Nazi Germany. What do you make of them getting him kicked off Monday Night Football? By the way, he's selling more records, I saw the other day, now since that happened.
That's the sweetest revenge of all success. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Hank Williams Jr., not because I don't like him, but it's because I don't really know him. But I did see him on a show the other day playing some music, and you know, I was thinking what it must be like to be somebody in that genre, to be at the top of your game and then to have someone try and publicly spank you by doing something like that. You know, I didn't think he was the kind of guy that would take that kindly, and that he probably would in some way get his revenge, and success is the best revenge.
Well, that's it. He's putting out records now just saying, you know what, I'll keep my guns, I'll keep my family, I'll keep my freedom, you can keep your change.
One thing, too, when you say keep our guns, with this thing about people, you know, having to give their guns back, you know, all that's going to do is it's going to prompt more illegal gun purchases, and it's going to cause a lot of deaths of law officers and military men and women who are going to be forced to go against the Second Amendment to come and get our guns. And the thing that I appreciate a lot is the oath keeping. Who have taken the oath to be a military person, a serviceman or woman, and which says that they're going to uphold the Constitution, and you can't skip parts of the Constitution. It's not like a smorgasbord where you can just take what you want and leave the rest. The whole thing is the Constitution, not part, not half, not quarters, nothing. So for anybody to expect these men and women to have to actually go against their oath that they took, their oath, everything, their moral fiber, put their word on the line and go out there and risk their life for us, and then come back and maybe potentially kill Americans just because they have firearms, which is our right, that just reeks of I mean, I don't even want to say the word because it's to me, it just seems like communism, and I don't want to be like some McCarthyism kind of guy, you know.
No, but when tyranny comes, you've got to recognize it, Dave, and you have incredible courage here. It is the military and police, because I was critical 10 years ago or so before I understood a more sophisticated view. On average, I've met them, as you have. They're really good people.
They're good people. A lot of them are.
And they've been given false paradigms to follow, but now the fact that they are being trained for gun confiscation, that's finally woke them up. Most of them are actually saying, we're not going to do it. So the tyrants on top, Obama and his controllers, they're trying to get this in place. But here's the deal. No one's going to follow that order. The vast majority.
I don't think so either. And, you know, one of the things about police officers, you know, a lot of people call them pigs. I had two brother-in-laws that were cops. And, you know, they weren't bad cops. If you want to know why cops go bad, watch the movie Serpico. And it's
pressure. Peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure. And the fact that, you know, you're going to go out and fight crime. And there was one scene in the movie where he was just left to be shot. You know,
I've interviewed Frank Serpico. He's a listener.
Really?
He's an amazing guy. We just had him on, 2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Well, you know, I watched the movie when I was a kid, I'm a big Al Pacino fan, and I remember the movie a lot. I remember when I first went to New York, we were kind of talking to people, saying, who do you think you are, Serpico? You know, this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that, you know, my brother-in-laws were good men, and they were good cops. And you know, we have so many military men and women that come to Megadeth shows, and, you know, they go like, holy wars, oh, man, hey, we know we got Vic painted on our tank. I got pictures of stealth bombers and stuff like that with our logo on the front, or Vic, you know, the one particular one shows them in a conductor's outfit, and the plane's called Symphony of Destruction. To me, that's very flattering. Because when I was a kid, we had, I think it was the Korean War was happening when I was 18, and I put my card in for the Selective Service. I was ready to go. If they would have drafted me, I would have gone. I wasn't a draft dodger. So, you know, I grew up to really respect the men and women who go out and fight for us.
Absolutely. Dave Mustaine, pretty powerful interview here today. I mean, there's so many points to cover. It's our choice, liberty or tyranny. What is the bottom line? If you have to crystallize who Dave Mustaine and Megadeth, Megadeth.com, everything you stand for, what is it?
I'm a Christian man who loves his family, loves his country, and most importantly, loves God. And I'm willing to fight for those things. And I'm willing to share those things with people that would like to know about it. Not willing to get into it with people who don't care about it. I'm not going to defend myself or explain myself. It is what it is.
I agree with that. I found that debating is like pearls before swine. Mm-hmm. If people want to just, you know what, it's like, great, hey, you got your views, I'm not going to fight with you about it.
Well, I got a pig analogy, too. It's like teaching a pig how to sing. It'll never work, and it annoys the pig.
All right. Okay, folks, that is about 60% of the interview. We're going to premiere all of it in one piece tonight. You heard most of it here, but there'll be another 15 minutes or so tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. I was going to play the rest of it here, but we just had some big breaking news. We just got the UN text of the treaty. It's confirmed. It's gotten almost no attention. It's been out for 2 days. Ladies and gentlemen, it does say they're going to ban individual guns. And it's got a deceptive wording in there where they talk about states have the individual right to self-defense. That means countries, but not individuals. America is public enemy number one to the globalists. They want to destroy this republic. You can't have America being free when the rest of the world are slaves. Dave Mustaine, take us out!
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Ah! control.
Watch him become a god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Roll.
Of the Republic, acting like a robot,
acting like a robot.
Your metal brain corrodes.
The
drones are launching.
Corrodes.
Skynet is live.
You try to take us all
before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes.
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 Explodes. You have founded the tip of the worldwide sphere against tyranny. This is InfoWars, worldwide transmission against tyranny. To liberty lovers of every race, color, creed, and religion, we are under scientific attack by the globalists. Awaken and resist. Your lives depend on it. Worldwide transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And that is Megadeth. Swing to the symphony of destruction.
Hey, I tell you what, go ahead and take that down. We're not really a music show, but I grew up listening to Dave Mustaine and love his new album, but, oh, this is a good part right here. The earth starts to rumble.
The earth starts to rumble.
As towers fall.
Well, towers fall.
Warring for the heavens.
Warring for the heavens.
A peaceful man stands tall.
A peaceful man stands tall.
He has the peace prize. All right, again, we'll air the rest of the Dave Mustaine interview tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. And by tomorrow, we'll post it for everybody up at InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see it. Yes, let rats through the streets. We are transmitting worldwide. During the breaks, Aaron came running in this morning, and we've since confirmed it is the leaked treaty, and it got no attention. We'd seen earlier copies that have similar language. We had Bob Dacey in last week going over it. And I've now had a chance to look at it, and it is the current draft, and it rocked me because it's got what was in earlier drafts, and it's expanded, and it says they're going to ban individual guns. In fact, and it says that, but don't worry, individual states will have a right to self-defense. That means state actors, government. So it's big, and Obama plans to sign it, and he's trying to get everybody in line with it. We need to take your semi-autos. We played the clips earlier. The clips up at InfoWars.com. Obama claims Second Amendment about hunting, and he says you shouldn't be able to have semi-autos. They want to ban us. We can be their slaves.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.